96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We've talked a lot lately about mental health. We've talked a lot about it this year. There are so many incidents that have kept it in the public eye. But tonight, we talk specifically about personality disorders and whether someone you care about has one or several personality disorders. My guests are psychologist Dr. Melissa Phillips-Jordan, Director of Clinical Training at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology, D.C. campus, and Dr. Sonia Ford, licensed therapist and co-host of Family Affair on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. The lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Sonia, Dr. Phillips-Jordan, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, let's kind of get a working definition of personality disorder. During one of the teases that I mentioned earlier, I said that there are several of them. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, there are at least 10, paranoid, schizoid, schizotypal, antisocial, histrionic, narcissistic, borderline, avoidant, dependent, obsessive, compulsive, all of these personality disorders. Dr. Phillips-Jordan, you first. Can you give me a working definition?
Certainly. So a definition for understanding all of the personality disorders that are possible is a long-standing pattern of deeply ingrained ways of thinking and behaving that tend to be inflexible and tend to cause severe difficulty in relating with others, and also show up as difficulty in various settings within the family, within a work setting, within academic settings.
Give me an example, because it sounds in some cases as if you're just describing a difficult person.
Absolutely. And there are times when you're describing a difficult person who may have an undiagnosed personality disorder, or they may not. So an example would be someone, for example, with obsessive compulsive personality disorder. So this is a person that is preoccupied with orderliness, perfectionism. And so it may be that everything in their personal space needs to be completely organized. They follow a schedule, and any diversion from that schedule causes significant distress for them. Mm-hmm. And their intention is often to stick with the schedule and the need for perfection. And so, as you can imagine, that has a huge impact on those that are around them. That may have an impact in an employment setting where you do need to have some level of flexibility, where you do need to be able to manage spontaneous things that occur. So that would be an example of someone with that particular personality disorder.
And what are some of the more common personality disorders, Dr. Sonia? I've listed 10. Which one do you often encounter in your work or studies?
Well, I think when you think of what is most common, we hear a lot about borderline personality disorder. That is one of the disorders that you'll hear a lot about. You hear about obsessive compulsive disorder, which Dr. Phillips-Jordan mentioned, and then also that narcissistic or avoidant personality disorders. Those are some of the disorders that are very frequent. But it's also important to know that out of those 10, they're all very important to know about. And the reason I say that is because, as Dr. Phillips-Jordan mentioned, anyone can have some of the symptoms or traits, and you may think, wow, something's a little different here, that unhealthy way of relating with others. And we all have some of those little traits within us. I feel like I'm a little OCD, obsessive compulsive every now and then.
No. I know we're kind of laughing, even though this is serious, but,
yes,
you know, you kind of joke that maybe you are, but yeah, I know you.
And I
may say, well, you may be a little quirky, but I would not suggest in any way, shape, or form that you are extreme.
Yeah, but and the thing is, that's the thing. we may have the symptoms of these different personality disorders, but it's when it affects your living, it affects your adjustment to life every day. It's when it interferes with healthy relationships. And so that's when it becomes an issue. And so as Dr. Phillips Jordan mentioned, sometimes personality disorders do go undiagnosed.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that's going to be discussed during the event coming up at the National Press Club. It's called Let's Talk Solutions for the Future of Mental Health, which is why, Dr. Phillips Jordan is here. Dr. Jordan, can you share that with us briefly as we continue this conversation?
Absolutely. This is a wonderfully rich opportunity and event where the public discussion about mental health and mental illness will be discussed by many presenters that will be there. It will be held at the National Press Club tomorrow. It starts at 7:30. Registration starts at that time, and the event is going to be from 8 to 11. They will also be talking about access to healthcare and healthcare needs of underserved communities. Mm-hmm. So it really will be a nice, rich dialogue that the public is welcome to attend.
And for those of you who are familiar with the D.C. downtown area, this is 14th Street Northwest. It's the 13th floor, right where the JW Marriott is, 14th NG. It is a free event, and so you're certainly welcome to attend. And if you want more information, you can find it at thechicagoschool.edu, mm-hmm. thechicagoschool.edu. Great conversation about mental health. Before I go to a break, quickly, you mentioned, Dr. Sonia, narcissism, a mm-hmm. narcissistic personality. We hear that in modern literature a lot. We hear it on television. What is that?
Well, when someone has a narcissistic personality, they really have a sense of entitlement. They have a sense of power. And I've dealt with people who've been narcissists. And when you think about a narcissistic personality, that person really believes that they are always right, that they can do no wrong, that you are just always incorrect. They have such a sense of power, and it's so overwhelming, the sense of power that they have, that when they finally realize that they don't have the power that they think they have, they can spiral in a different direction of depression. And so it's very important to know that we often say that, you're narcissistic, you have narcissism. But to really be diagnosed with that, it really interferes with the way they function with other people. It interferes with their relationships with others because they have a need to always be right. Sometimes they're considered rude and abrupt and arrogant. Mm-hmm. And it really is a personality disorder.
Need to take a break. When we come back, more about personality disorders. Do you believe that a loved one has an undiagnosed personality disorder? Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Are in Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're discussing personality disorders. Might you have a loved one who has an undiagnosed mental illness in the form of a personality disorder? Well, my guests are psychologist Dr. Melissa Phillips Jordan, Director of Clinical Training at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology, D.C. campus, and Dr. Sonia Ford, licensed therapist and co-host of Family Affair on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. Lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question or have a comment about personality disorders at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Let's go to the phone lines. Melissa calling from Laurel. What's on your mind? Melissa, are you there? Yes.
Calling, representing some, I'm just calling to see if the speakers could speak on how the effects of the personality disorder can interfere with children, or how early can they be diagnosed?
Okay, let me, Melissa, clarify. Are you suggesting that the parent may have a personality disorder and the effect that it has on children, or are you suggesting that the child may have a personality disorder and how it may present itself?
Right. How early can children be, how early can personality disorders be detected in children?
Okay.
And because we have so many young people who have acted out in very violent ways.
Well, hold your point. Go ahead, Dr. Phillips-Jordan.
Certainly. So because personality disorders are characterized by longstanding patterns of inflexible thinking and ingrained ways of thinking, we look to see that there's been time to recognize that. So personality disorders typically aren't diagnosed until late adolescence and early adulthood. The brain is still growing. It's still developing in childhood. So what you might see are the symptoms and the signs of it, but typically a mental health professional would not diagnose until the person has had an opportunity to develop. That does not mean that they may not be able to have treatment for the symptoms and characteristics that are being displayed, whether or not it rises to the level of being diagnosed with a personality disorder.
But could it present in a violent way? I mean, one of the big things that there's been a lot of discussion around this week is this violent fight that we saw at Suitland High School. Yes, we've seen, you know, this kind of violence before in the high schools across the nation, but to see it, you know, certainly on video, we all know who the bad kids are, quote unquote, in school. Is that just bad kids being bad kids, or might there be a personality disorder? Before you answer that, I need to take a break. Melissa, please stay on the line because we want to continue this point on the other side. That also includes Natanya, Liddell, and Renee. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. The lines are still open. We will take your calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.